This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Blaze Radio Network.
And now, Chewing the Fat with Jeff Fisher.
If you live in Effingham County, Georgia, now is the time to be concerned, okay? I'm going to hold up my hand. If this is Georgia, Effingham County is over here with Savannah. It's the metropolitan area. Savannah's right there. You can see it. According to the Effingham County Sheriff's Office, a red-tailed boa constrictor... That's a family pet that, don't worry about it. Well, it's missing. We don't know where it's at. It's out crawling around somewhere. And if that wasn't enough in Effingham County, two monkeys are on the loose in Effingham County. I know the danger. Be on the lookout. Now they're telling you don't approach. No kidding. Who's a good little monkey? Come here. No. So you're supposed to immediately call the deputies of Effingham County. So I'm just giving you a little warning. I know it's a specific area of the United States of America. Who knows? The monkeys and or the snake could have broken out of Effingham County. I don't think they know about crossing county lines. So they could be in other counties. They could have moved on. So the entire state of Georgia could be at risk right now from two monkeys and a boa constrictor. Keep your head on a swivel. Welcome to Chewing the Fat. So anyway, two monkeys and a boa constrictor walk into a bar. I'm sorry. It's all I could think of. I haven't even thought of a good punchline yet. So two monkeys and a boa constrictor walk into a bar. Is that part of your tale, or are you happy to see me? No, that doesn't really work either. We'll think of something. We'll think of something. So I was looking at a new survey that Axios and a Harris poll did to gauge the reputation of the most visible brands in America. Based on 20 years of Harris poll research, and they have the top 100 brands. And at 100, it was kind of surprising. I scrolled down. Oh, I wonder where we're starting with that 100. The Trump Organization. Wait, what? All right, most reputable brands? All right. I guess, sure. I mean, no problem. All right. So where are we at? 50... We have Best Buy, reputable brand. Yeah, I'm fine with that. They were like, let's look at these percentages. The 2022 score. So the Trump Organization had a 54.5 score. So, I mean, you had to be above that to get into the top 100. So, all right. So we have, we get down to, let's see, we'll take 50. What did I say? Oh, yeah, Best Buy had 75.4. All right, their rating here at the Axios poll. And then you're looking at Pepsi at 47. Kraft Heinz at 40th. We can do better. Heinz Ketchup, we can do better. All right. I know it's a big company. We can do better. Where are we at with Walgreens? Good. Walgreens is higher than CVS. Walgreens is at 30th with 77.9. CVS... 36 losers at 77.1. A whole point and a few points after. I don't want to go into why I hate CVS. Okay, I just do. All right, I just do. Chick-fil-A is 28th. Wow. Costco 26. Wait a minute. Netflix is 22nd. I thought I saw Netflix way down here by the Trump Organization in the hundreds. Oh, yeah. Twitter, Facebook. Oh, TrumpWish.com, Twitter, Facebook, Fox Corporation, Spirit Airlines. Spirit Airlines did not be on this top 100. I'm sorry, no. TikTok, Sears Holding Corporation, Wells Fargo and Company, Uber, MyPillow. Wow, MyPillow ranks higher than the Trump Organization. And oof, you know where that guy's been these days, man. Down in the bunker. So anyway, number one. Coming in at number, well, we can do the top 10. Coming in at number 10 of the great American companies. I guess they don't have to be American companies, but this is the most visible companies. They're ranked, they based a survey of 33,096 Americans conducted this year, March 11th through April 3rd. The two-step process starts fresh each year by surveying the public's top-of-mind awareness of companies that either excel or falter in society. Okay. Coming in at number 10, Sony, 79.6. Number 9, Honda Motor Company. Number 8, Amazon. Number 7, Toyota Motor Company. Come on now. Number 6, Samsung. Number 5, Wegmans. Number 4, Hershey Company. I mean, it should actually be number 1. Let's just give it to Hershey's and move on with our lives. Number 3, Patagonia. Number 3, number 2. Wow. Number 2 and number 1. Neck and neck. Number 2 is at 82.0 and number 1 is 82.4 at the ranking points. Number 2, H-E-B Grocery. Everybody's going, oh, yeah, I like them. Yeah. You know, I have to bring my own bags, or I have to buy their stupid bags when I'm there every time because I forget. But I like them. They're great. Number one, at 82.4, Trader Joe's. Trader Joe's beats out, I can't call them what I want, H-E-B? Hershey's need to be number one. Did I make that clear? Yes, I did. So a company that is 77th on this list, the reputation list, Walmart, which is, you know, congratulations to Walmart for being in the top 100. Of course they should be on the stupid list. But they are now going to begin drone deliveries in 6 states. Nice. I want this to happen desperately. I mean, I want to have, yes, I'd like, man, are we out of Coke Zeroes? There's my case in front of my door right now. And don't open that can for a little bit. So let's see. The first large-scale drone delivery operation in the United States so far. We've talked about where they're available in smaller towns and, you know, where you can get them around the country. But now Walmart's drone delivery network will expand to 34 sites by the end of this year, potentially reaching 4 million households. New markets: Phoenix, Arizona, Tampa, Florida, Orlando, Florida, Dallas, Texas, Salt Lake City, Utah, Richmond, Virginia. I think the Richmond, Virginia, they already have some drone deliveries going on there. And then there's also limited drone delivery in Arkansas. Yeah. I mean, that's where the bosses are, right? So you're not going to, the bosses aren't going to go back home at the end of the day from the office and not be able to have a drone delivery. I mean, I'm sure the bosses are having, you know, private jets land their goods in the backyard, I'm sure. Yeah, I'm a boss for Walmart. Military helicopter bringing the pallet of goods in. I'm sure that's happening. So shoppers, let's see. Shoppers won't be limited to a short list of pre-selected items. Wow. Instead, you'll be able to order anything from Tylenol to diapers to hot dog buns. 100,000 different products in all. up to 10 pounds. I mean, get a bigger drone. To be delivered for $3.99. So they got an upcharge of $4 for 10 pounds of goods dropping on your front door. Okay. So if it fits safely, it flies, according to Drone Up CEO Tom Walker. When the service is up and running, Walmart says it could deliver more than 1 million packages a year by drone. I got to get my son working for Walmart, man. He needs to start being in charge of the drones, man. And when they say coming to Dallas, see, the problem with that is we've already got a little drone delivery going on in Plano, which is part of the DFW, the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex, but it's just their own little entity out here. Way over here. Like, I live over here. You look at a map of DFW, the entire DFW area. Like, I'm here, and Plano is over here. So when they say that they're going to deliver to Dallas, I want to be more specific. I want to know I want to know if I'm getting it in Fort Worth. And I'm pretty sure the answer is, did we say Fort Worth, fat man? No, but that's my point. Okay. And then I've got a Kroger warehouse not far from my home. Let's get them drone delivering to me now. Oh, you think the drones are going to be coming from the warehouses? I want to know. Are we going to have separate drone warehouses? Or are they going to have, you know, like that warehouse, he's in charge of 4 drone deliveries. And you just fly, one guy is flying 4 drone delivery drones out of that warehouse every day. I mean, I'd like to get him on the phone. Who's the drone up ad guy? CEO Tom Walker, get him on the phone. All right, I've got some ideas for him. And I'd like to have his thoughts on a couple other things as well. I'm sure he's got time for me here on Chewing the Fat. So, all I want to do. For example, a local construction agency could work with Drone Up to monitor on-site job progress through aerial drone photography. Well, duh. I mean, so they're going to double dip, right? They're going to deliver your goods. And then on the way back, they're going to fly over Bill's house and say, Bill is breaking the HOA rules. He needs to be fined. And then HOA will pay the drone, pay Walmart drone extra money for that. Okay. All right. Fine. No problem. So they're talking. They offset the cost of delivery with revenue from drone-related services. Yeah. Insurance inspections, emergency response, construction oversight. Also, HOAs, just working for neighborhoods, absolutely. Reporting on people in the neighborhood. Oh, yeah, he parks on the street every night. No, that's a ticket. Call the cops. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. The FAA is paying close attention, to WAS repairs regulations that will allow widespread drone development over. Well, I mean, we need to figure out what we're doing. And hopefully, every time they talk about it, they say, well, we're still working on it. I mean, we've got to know, right, at what height they can fly at, where they're landing and taking off from. I mean, we have, especially here in Dallas, Fort Worth, but, I mean, it's the same all over. You have, one or two major airline airports, and then you have smaller airports. I mean, there's got to be some serious coordination going on. We could manage airspace safely so they can assess that this is really a viable, scalable business model. I hope that's true. I want that to be true. And I want to know where they're going to be parking from and where they're going to be. Get Tom on the phone. How many times do I have to ask? Is Tom on the phone yet? And where are my pictures? Every time I ask for somebody on the phone, all I can think of is Casey Kasem asking for where his pictures are. Is that on the phone? I don't know why they do this to me. Maybe it's just me. All right, let's go to the break room. I need something cold to drink desperately. Oh, thought maybe it'd still be shaken up after I slammed it on the table. But I'm good. All right. Thought I was going to say so good, didn't you? Yeah. So if you had tickets to see Aerosmith, their Deuces Are Wild Las Vegas residency this summer, it's not happening. Sorry. Shows are canceled. Wait, what? I thought they were fine. Everything was fine. We're doing shows. Yeah, Steven has, he's gone into rehab again. They're just going to cancel the dates of their Deuces Are Wild tour. Yeah, we're sorry. We're sorry, okay? Back off me. So, look, we'll refund your money. Don't worry about it. As many of you know, our beloved brother Steven has worked on his sobriety for many years. Has he? Is my question. But yes, yes. After foot surgery to prepare for the stage and the necessity of pain management during the process, he has recently relapsed and voluntarily entered a treatment program to concentrate on his health and recovery. Good for him. Good for Steven Tyler. The post continued, "We are truly sorry to inform our fans and friends that we must cancel our first set of Las Vegas residency dates this June and July while he focuses on his well-being. We will continue our 2022 dates starting in September. In parentheses and not written here, we hope. And we'll let you know any further updates as soon as we can." It concluded, "We are devastated that we have inconvenienced so many of you, especially our most loyal fans, who often travel great distances to experience our shows. Thank you for understanding and for your support for Steven during this time." I know. Don't look at me. I'm not doing the pills, okay? Well, I'm not doing Steven's. All right, and I'm not going into rehab either, okay? The 74 years old. Now, he's had substance abuse issues in the past, so what's your problem? He entered rehab centers back in the 80s. You know, who didn't? Who among us? Who among us hasn't visited a rehab center or two? His last rehab, don't put your hand down, you're lying. His last rehab stay in 2009 stemmed from health issues. Yeah, that's the point. He reportedly suffered from severe chronic pain. Who among us? Due to orthopedic injuries. Again, who among us? Which led to a prescription painkiller addiction. Again, who among us? What makes me an alcoholic? This is Steven Tyler now. That's a good line. Got about it in a song. What makes me an alcoholic is not how much I drank or how often I used or who I did any of that with. It's what happens to me and who I become when I do. And I don't like that guy. So back off me. I'm going to go to rehab. I'm going to kick the pills again after I, you know, I'm able to walk on this foot again. I'm going to make sure that my hip surgeries are all good. And then I'm going to come back and make a few million in Vegas, okay, for me and the guys. I was looking at the picture, the latest picture of Aerosmith. Now, I've seen Steven at 74. You know, he's still being followed around by quite an entourage of babes. I don't know if the rest of them have an entourage of babes, but it looks like the picture to me, just this is just to me, all right, looks like that they are from a nursing home dressed up as a rock band. I get it. They're Aerosmith, and they're awesome, and I love them. But definitely. Now, this picture right here, I'll put on the show pic on my social media today when I post when the show's available. If you follow me on Twitter, at JeffyJFR, on Facebook and Instagram, Jeff Fisher Radio, you know, I do the daily post of when the show is ready, and I usually have one or two pics that reflect what we may have talked about on the show. And I will definitely use this shot from Steven Tyler and Aerosmith. And, you know, good luck. I hope it, you know, I hope this time it sticks, Steve. But maybe it won't, because you're going to have more surgeries. And gosh darn it, you just can't say no to the pain pills when you're having surgery. Believe me, I know. You know, I may have to do another show on the DMV. It's been a while since I've done a DMV show. Did you know, and I did not realize this, that people complained so much about having to wait at the DMV here in Texas that they changed the rules. So you can't just walk in to the DMV now. You have to make an appointment online, which are months out in advance, months out to get a date. And then they give you, I guess you can show up at one particular place at 5 a.m. in the morning, and they give you a sticker that it was a good little person who showed up online in the DMV. You can come back later today. Who's a good little person? You are. You can do that, or you have to make it online. But if it's anything at all like that could be done in a timely fashion, nope. Sorry. Can't do it. I mean, it just doesn't make a lot of sense to me. Doesn't make a lot of sense to me. But, you know, who am I? I'm sure they're, you know, they made these changes for the betterment of me. So, you know, good. Thank you. Appreciate it. Means a lot to me. Nothing I want to do is wait, go to the DMV and know that I'm going to be there. You know, I'm in my head. I mean, you know, I got to go to the DMV. It's going to be a while. Get it taken care of. Yeah, it's going to be a while. How about like 6 months from now, fat man? Okay? Don't. Corby in the other room shaking his head like, well, it's not that long. I've made appointments a month in advance. It does not 6 months in advance. Yes, it is.
Want to bet?
Yes.
I'll bet you I can get one within 2 weeks.
And travel how far away from where I live? You have to pick one like a hours away. Hours away. Not the closest one to where I live. Let's say I live here at the studios. Okay? Log on to the old DMV.com or .gov or .upyourbutt or whatever website it is and get me an appointment from here within a month. That's probably doable, actually. Go ahead.
Well, in Grand Prairie, which is 8 miles away.
And Grand Prairie is not 8 miles away. It's a long ways away from here, but go ahead.
Next available date is 6/6/2022.
Okay. Next month. Next one.
It's like 2 weeks away.
Don't bog me down with facts. Just know it's next month.
Mega Center, which is 12 miles away.
Farther away.
Next available date, 6/2.
Again, next month.
Next Thursday.
I'm right. What a pain. Some of you may be thinking to yourself, well, I'd rather make an appointment so I know when I have to be there and what time I have to be there. So now I can schedule around it and I know I have an appointment and I'll be there. Well, tough. Okay, I want to go back to the old days where you have to stand there for hours and hope that you get seen. And speaking of old rockers, I see where they were interviewing Mick Jagger, and Harry Styles has, you know, I mean, he's the new superstar, and Styles has said how much he's like Jagger and, you know, all that kind of stuff, and he compared himself to Mick, and Mick, who is 78 now. Wow.
Old ass bumming.
Yeah, no kidding. And he was, now don't compare him to Joseph Robinette Biden, no. Don't do it. No, I will not have that. Anyway, Jagger Mick said, yeah, I like him. I like the singer. We have an easy relationship. But I don't think we have a lot in common. You know, I don't think we actually have many musical or artistic similarities. Wait, what? Yeah, I mean, I used to wear a lot of makeup, more makeup than him. I mean, come on, I was much more Adronis, okay? Andronis, What's more?
Amorphophallus.
Yeah. And he said that, you know, he doesn't really have a voice like mine or move on stage like me. That's a superficial resemblance. It's a superficial.
Amorphophallus.
To my younger self, which is fine. He can't help that. I mean, Mick, take it easy, bro. Okay? I got it. Harry isn't you. Okay? Maybe you just say, you know, I like Harry Styles. I really appreciate his act. Period. Yes. He doesn't move like me. He doesn't move on stage. He doesn't sing like mine. He doesn't have a voice like mine. I hate to even compare him to me, the person that is me. But since you asked, no. it's incredible, man. These freaking guys. It's about time for Mick to go into rehab too again. Although, you know, Mick's not a rehab kind of guy. He just drinks his diet, Diet Coke, as Mick's drink, right? That was the story about how he always had to have the Diet Coke with him. And the one guy was saying they were into some meeting and he just expected someone to bring him a Diet Coke. And I'm like, yeah, you're Mick Jagger. You go into some meeting at some office building and you want something to drink? Yeah, it's in the fridge in the corner. How about you get that for me and bring it to the table in front of me and perhaps provide me with a cup of ice if I want it. If not, wipe off the can when you set it down in front of me. Then maybe we can start talking, okay? Then. Agonizing, man. I'm on Mick's side there.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Free email services like Gmail and Yahoo aren't really free. You pay with your privacy. In fact, internet giants like big tech, they bank on exploiting your data by selling it to the highest bidder. And by bank on it, I mean bank on it by selling it to the highest bidder. Your business plan? Google has it. Medical records? Yahoo can sell it to the drug companies. That's why I use StartMail. Makes me feel safe again, okay? The risks that come with the free service providers, people selling your data just, and they sell it to not just, you know, the drug companies. They sell it to any kind of advertiser that can just target you, wants to target you, and it sets you up for phishing attacks. StartMail keeps my email private, period. Every mail can be encrypted, even if the recipient doesn't use encryption. When you delete an email in StartMail, it's deleted forever. And StartMail uses their own servers, not Amazon's, which means they can be put out of business. They can't be put out of business like Parler, remember? And so many other companies as well. If you don't have your own servers, you're at the mercy of who owns your servers. So StartMail has their own. Awesome. StartMail is also backed by the most stringent privacy laws in the world. And switching is seamless. You can easily transfer all your current email data, so there's no starting from scratch. You get unlimited anonymous aliases. This feature protects you and protects your main email address from spam and those phishing attacks. So when you're giving your email to a company but want to protect your identity, StartMail can generate a shareable alias email so people can't sell your information. They can be deleted at any time, which is, I love the idea of being able to delete it and know that it's deleted. I know. It's funny. It's funny, when you throw something away, you want it to be thrown away. When I throw my email away, I want it to be thrown away. Yes, and with Start Mail, that is the case. Your cybersecurity has never been more at risk. Email snoops and scanners are taking advantage of the pandemic, and phishing has skyrocketed this last year. And I read you the phishing emails I receive here all the time. It's incredible. Take control of your privacy with Start Mail before it's too late. Start securing your email privacy with Start Mail. Sign up today. You'll get 50% off your first year. Go to startmail.com/Jeffy. Start Mail with a T. startmail.com/Jeffy. 50% off your first year. startmail.com/Jeffy. Last week, we talked about the new Jurassic World coming out on June 10th, Dominion, which I actually am looking forward to. But we found out yesterday that Argentine scientists, or at least I should say I found out yesterday, that Argentine scientists have discovered a new species of huge flying reptile, pterosaur, dubbed the Dragon of Death. Nice. It lived 86 million years ago alongside dinosaurs, and whose body was as long as a school bus. They found two specimens. Wingspans measured, one was 23 feet, the other was 30 feet, respectively. Wow. I mean, I don't know if one was a kid. I don't know if one was the wife. I don't know how they work. They're part of the Asdarchids, Asdarchids,
Amorphophallus,
which is a family of pterosaurs that lived during the end of the Cretaceous period. I don't know why I can't. Why can I not pronounce Cretaceous? Make any sense?
Quercetin.
Thank you.
Quercetin.
I got it. It's not Cretaceous. Which was that period was between 146 and 66 million years ago, right? So that means that these predated birds. Okay. So they were the first creatures on Earth to use wings to hunt their prey. Okay. I don't know. And I heard one report that said that they could fly for days and up to 70 miles an hour. I mean, I don't know who was clocking them. I don't know how you figure that out, but that's what they said. That's what they claimed. So, you know what? I'm going to go with it. They have a newly coined term for what they're called. Thanostracon Amuru. Thanostracon. Thanostracon Amuru. Amaru. They found these in the Andes Mountains in the Argentina's western Mendoza province. If I hold up my hand here as Argentina, you see that right here is the Andes Mountains they're talking about. It's where they found it right there. Anyway, it means that these flying reptiles lived at least 20 million years before the asteroid impact on what is now Mexico's Yucatan Peninsula that wiped out three quarters of life on the planet. It's just that. So they don't have a current record of any close relative that even has a body modification similar to the Dragon of Death. I mean, it looks, I don't want to see that thing flying around. I'll tell you that. Now, especially if it's going to fly for days at 70 miles an hour, as big as a bus, looking around, just, what should I attack today? Nah, I'm just going to flap out here. You know what? Oh, look at that. There's a fat guy over there. I'll be right back. I mean, you're going down, man. You're not getting away from that. You just aren't. More good news out of Georgia as well today. Georgia State University used the DNA splicing tool CRISPR to eliminate the genetic receptor that researchers previously knew affected the regulation of social behavior, known as Avprila. The receptor controls vasopressin action, and its removal resulted in hamsters that are more socially communicative and aggressive. So that's it, though. Oh, don't worry about it. Maybe we ought to not do that. They said, you know, we anticipated that if we eliminated the old vasopressin activity, everything would be fine. The hamsters would be sitting around discussing the future and saying, I can't believe they wanted me to get on that wheel. Nope, I'm not going to do it, though. Instead, they put out their cigarettes and said, this is bullcrap, and started attacking people. I mean, maybe you ought to not do that. Researchers manipulated 9 male hamsters and 8 female hamsters. Oh, boy. You never want to have close to the same number. You want to have... Anyway, what do I know? Nothing is what I know. they saw both groups demonstrate an increase in communication and aggression. Yeah, so they were happy to tell you, I'm pissed. And I'm about to get in your ass is what's going to happen, okay? No, not like that. No, not like that. Stop. No, don't. Please don't get me started.
Feces thrown all over the walls, the floor, the ceiling, and it stunk so bad.
Yes, that's what the hamsters were doing. No, that's what I'm talking about. Don't do that. Don't get me started on hamster aggression business. Just don't. Just don't. You know. You know. They took away my vasopressin. Don't look at me like that. Don't make me come across that wheel. All right, stop. Oh, you spinning the wheel or you're just happy to see me? Anyway, so I'm just saying maybe we ought to not do that. Maybe we ought to do the whole CRISPR thing. Well, at least, you know what? Come to think of it, good. Good. Because we've done it with a few hamsters and we know now not to do it. So let's just stop doing that, okay? When the next scientist that comes along with the old DNA splicing tool CRISPR in his back pocket, and he pulls it out and says, hey, let's splice some DNA. And you can say, put that back in your pocket, bro. All right, we already did that to the hamsters. Didn't work out well. All right, get on out of here. Go ahead, get on out of here. All right, talk to you later. Go read a Stacey Abrams book. Get on out of here, okay? Congratulations to Stacey Abrams, by the way. Won a grueling contest in Georgia for governor as she won the Democratic nomination as she was racing against no one. But congratulations to Stacey Abrams, man. I mean that. I mean, we're getting to the days when we're going to have Ron Popeil selling DNA splicer CRISPR sets. It's going to be awesome. I'm looking forward to it. Tell me you're not sitting there at 1:30 in the morning watching a Ron Popeil infomercial and it's the DNA slicer CRISPR, right? Buy one, get one free. That's all I can think of right now, to be honest with you. So, all right, we'll just move on then. Just know that my mind is now not only having the spliced DNA hamsters smoking and fighting each other across each other's wheels. Now I'm thinking about Ron Popeil offering the DNA splicer CRISPR, buy one, get one, at 1:30 a.m. in the morning. That's where I'm at.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
All right, a couple stories I wanted to update. Yesterday I talked about the payphones being gone in NYC, and you know, we shed a little tear and was gone, that the final public payphone was gone. Well, then I was reading more about the lost payphones, I realized that they still have some payphones in New York City, some private payphones on public property. Okay. And so, I mean, they must be owned by, what, Verizon or AT&T, or companies have their own, you know, payphones on public property. That's probably it. But they also, the one thing I did learn, I talked about how I was so bummed because I never had a phone booth. I always wanted a phone booth. And I found out that they have still four permanent Superman phone booths still in NYC. And I didn't say, I tried to see where they were at, so I guess I have to get my Walmart drone to fly around Manhattan and not get shot at to find out where they're at. But I want a phone booth. So if you or someone you know has a phone booth that they're trying to get rid of, just mail it to me here, Mercury Studios in Irving, Texas. Building 1, 75039 is the zip code. Irving, Texas, Building 1, Mercury Studios, in care of Jeff Fisher. Just send the phone booth here, and I will thank you forever. You'll get a lot of love. I'll give you a live Instagram, live Facebook, live YouTube, live Twitter, live Chewing the Fat. I'll give it to y'all to show off. And I would prefer not the real thin, skinny ones. But if that's what you got, that's what you got. And it doesn't have to be, if you think to yourself, well, Jeff, I only have the, you know, the 70s kind. I don't have the 50s wood kind. All right, fine. I'll take those two. Just send it to me here. It's fine. No problem. I'll say thank you, and you'll get all kinds of love, okay? The other day, I talked about the lady who had three sets of twins. And I feel like, you know, we were joking around about, you know, baby business and, you know, having baby business. And, you know, we were talking about how, you know, holy cow, what a, you know, what an incredible, I don't want to say nightmare, what an incredible thing that would be to have six babies within 2 years. Incredible, right? How something like that happens. But I feel like I didn't talk about her. She already had a five-year-old kid, so that kid is in trouble. I mean, that kid is doing nothing but raising those six babies, right? You help me, you're helping me out, I don't care. That kid will be wanting to get the hell out of that house as soon as possible. And second, I feel like we didn't talk about how she got pregnant with the first set of twins, then right away got pregnant with the second set of twins, then had her tubes tied, okay? Before she had her tubes tied, she was pregnant with the third set of twins. Incredible. I mean, I guess it would be more incredible if she had her tubes tied and then got pregnant, but no, they weren't tied at the time she got pregnant again. So that's what she said, that she said that it was just meant to be. I had to have them. Yeah. Hello. Duh. But, whew, six babies under 2 years old. Good luck. God bless. And on a serious note, I know, I'm bringing myself down by doing this, but I feel like, I mean, speaking of good luck, God bless, I mean, 19 children and two teachers killed in the elementary school massacre in Uvalde, Texas yesterday. Just really, really sad. And I don't even want to imagine, it's hard for me to even imagine what those family members, friends, neighbors, the entire town is going through. Amazing. We'll get more information on how Salvador Rolando Ramos ended up getting into the school. But apparently he went into one room and barricaded himself into that room. All the people that are now murdered were in one room. And that's, I mean, just say prayers for these people. And I don't know what else to tell you. I can't even do a segment of, you know, I'm not even going to say it. I'm not even going to say it. I'll just let it go. Good luck, God bless, and say a prayer for these people. That's all I'm saying. Because they all need it badly. All right, I brought myself way down. I don't know what I'm thinking. Why am I doing that? I don't know the answer to that either. So just say a prayer for these people in Uvalde and do what you can for them, because it's got to be, yes, it's got to be.
Stream and subscribe to more Blaze Media content at theblaze.com/podcasts.